Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for our second day about traveling this month. We're joining Jo in her story about traveling in Europe. And we're asking the question, cash, check, or credit? Which should you use to pay with when you're traveling? Well, have you ever been in a place where you couldn't use your credit card? Sometimes that happens. You have a credit card, but you can't use it. Has that ever happened to you, Carolyn?
Well, actually, a lot of times when I travel, the places I go to don't accept credit cards because it requires a special system that the shop has to pay for. So they don't take them. They only take cash. And that's okay, since I usually pay for things in cash.
Well, it's usually okay for me, too, but I had to make a layover in one country, and I didn't have the cash, the currency of that country. All I had was a credit card, and they said, sorry, we only take cash. I didn't even have any U.S. dollars, so I couldn't pay with anything. I couldn't get my coffee. Anyway, I'm glad I'm back. Now I can use a credit card. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But it's good to learn more from other people's experiences. So pay attention right now as we listen to Jo and what she has to say.
Cash, check, or credit card? I always carried a credit card, my ATM card, and cash wherever I went. The reason for this was safety. My credit card had a high limit, which was great for emergency use. Using the ATM card was safer than carrying a lump of cash in my wallet. A small amount of cash was perfect for food and souvenirs. I never had trouble with thieves, but two of my friends weren't so lucky. In Nice, France, my friend Chiyo had her backpack stolen while we were eating lunch at McDonald's. Someone walked right by and snatched it. We didn't notice until we got up to leave.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Watch your wallet. In day two of our passport article, we'll learn a little bit more about what and how to be careful with our belongings while traveling. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Lump. Lump is a noun. Who left this lump of money on the table? Snatch. Snatch is a verb. Hannah snatched the ball away from Brooke. Pickpocket. Pickpocket is a noun. Watch out for the pickpockets. They'll take your wallet right out of your bag. Cautious. Cautious is an adjective. You can't be too cautious when playing dangerous sports. Sounds like great information. Let's jump right into our article.
Oh, not a good experience at all. I hate it when people steal things. Well, let's go to the beginning of Jo's story here today. She says, I always carried a credit card, my ATM card, and cash wherever I went. So, it seems like this is a good idea for us to do as well. She might give you this advice. Carry a credit card, ATM card, and cash wherever you go when you are traveling.
And we see why she did this. The reason for this was safety. And I do think it's a good idea to have different forms of payment when you're wanting to purchase things in other countries, but you probably should keep them safe and tucked away where they won't get stolen.
That's right. Then you won't be in any danger. Well, let's continue. She says, my credit card had a high limit, which was great for emergency use. Wait a minute, Carolyn. What does that mean to have a high limit? I know we've talked about this before in earlier months. What does it mean to have a high credit limit?
Well, if you have a high credit limit, it means that you can buy a lot of things or spend a lot of credit money that you can pay back later. It means that the company trusts you that you will be able to pay back what you spend. And so they let you spend a lot.
That's right. So the more you use a credit card and the earlier you pay off your credit card, the higher your limit will be. All right, so that's pretty good. And you can use these for emergency use. Well, let's continue. Using the ATM card was safer than carrying a lump of cash in my wallet. Okay, sometimes it can be safer than just carrying cash. Let's talk about that key word there, lump. What is this word, Carolyn? What does it mean?
Well, a lump is a large piece of something. You might say you have a lump of money, which would be quite a thick and large amount of money. But I also think of a lump of maybe dirt or coal, something that you can hold in your hand.
That's right. I think of kind of a shape. When she's talking about this lump of cash in her wallet, it's kind of this shape. It's not smooth. It's kind of something that might be awkward to carry. It's a lump of cash. Sometimes you feel like that. You have so much cash in your wallet, it makes your wallet too thick, kind of like a lump in your pocket. Well, how does the lesson continue, Carolyn?
Well, she says a small amount of cash was perfect for food and souvenirs. So she just needed to carry around a little bit of cash, not a lump of cash, so that she could get food and souvenirs. Then she had her ATM card in case she needed to get out more money, and also had a credit card in case she needed to buy something more expensive or if there was an emergency.
Joe's a smart one. Well, let's take a look at a phrase from this sentence. The amount of cash was perfect for food and souvenirs. Perfect for something. Well, of course, nothing is perfect, but you can use this phrase in other ways. You could say, this gift is perfect for you. I knew you would like it. Or that drink, that cool drink is perfect for hot summer weather. How might you use that phrase?
Well, this is a perfect time for relaxing. It's vacation time. It is perfect for going to the beach.
That's right. It's perfect for that. Well, let's continue with Joe's story. She is talking about the amount of cash that was perfect for food and souvenirs. I never had trouble with thieves, but two of my friends weren't so lucky. So Joe never had anything stolen from her. But it sounds like her friends maybe had this experience.
That's what it sounds like. She says that her friends weren't so lucky, so they did not have this same luck that she did in not having things stolen from her. And then she gives us an example of what happened to one of her friends. She says, in Nice, France, my friend Chio had her backpack stolen while we were eating lunch at McDonald's.
Oh, man, to have your backpack stolen. There's probably a lot of important things in there. How did it happen? Well, someone walked right by and snatched it. We didn't notice until we got up to leave. Man, I hate it when that happens. But I do like talking about words from the word bank. Let's talk about this word snatch. If you snatch something from somebody, that means you take it from them. Maybe when they did not expect it, you snatch it out of their hands.
And it's usually something that's done very quickly to snatch. Usually when I think of this word, though, I think of maybe an animal snatching something. So you might throw a ball or a stick when you're playing with your dog, and the dog snatches it out of the air.
You're right. Well, I had a similar experience to Joe when I was visiting Greece. Actually, we were praying before a meal, and we all had our eyes closed, and someone came by and took my friend's bag. They snatched her bag and stole it. So do be careful when you're traveling, and you don't want people to snatch your things, especially your important documents. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle.
Hi,
大家好，我是 Michelle。 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 lump 这个名词。 lump 是指团块或者是大量的物品，例如 Mom stirred the sauce constantly to make sure there weren't any lumps， 妈妈不停地搅拌酱汁确保里面没有结块，或者是 A local artist turned the lump of wood into a beautiful sculpture， 一位本地的艺术家把这块木头雕刻成一个美丽的雕像。好，接下来我们来看的是 snatch 这个动词。 snatch 是指抢夺，例如 The little girl's baby doll was snatched out of her arms by her naughty brother， 这个小女孩怀里的娃娃被她淘气的哥哥给抢走了。 snatch 也指抓住机会做某件事，例如 I snatched a few hours to do some chores around the house， 我抓住几个小时的空档做一些家事。 snatch 也可以当名词，意思是指一阵子或者是一小段，例如 I slept in snatches throughout the night because I was worried about the storm， 因为担心暴风雨，整个晚上我都睡得片片段段的。Well, we are on the second day of our lesson, cash, check, or credit card. And we've been learning all about Jo and her experiences traveling abroad and the ways she likes to pay for things. She likes to have cash on her for small purchases, but also carry around a credit card for emergencies, as well as having her ATM card with her. Well, we're going to learn some more aboutWhat happens when things get stolen while you are traveling abroad? Let's do that now.
Cash, check, or credit card. In Rome, another friend's wallet was stolen from her backpack. The next day, she caught a pickpocket reaching into her bag and stopped him. But of course, there was nothing left for him to steal.I learned from their experiences and now try to be especially cautious when I'm in unfamiliar places. Careful planning and wise decisions help me worry less about keeping my money safe and more about having fun.
Well, yes, it is important to plan carefully before you go on a trip somewhere.Okay, so let's continue with this lesson. Joe says, in Rome, another friend's wallet was stolen from her backpack. So we already learned about one friend who had something stolen from her, and then another friend's wallet was taken from her backpack, or stolen from this backpack.
And that's very unfortunate. Her first friend had her entire backpack stolen, and then the second friend had her wallet takenout of her backpack when they were in Rome. And I think that Steve and Ken want to tell us a little bit about what you do when you are in Rome.
Hi friends, have you ever been to Rome? If you have, did you do as the Romans do?
Ken, I think we need to explain to our students that what you just said is actually a reference to a common expression.
You're right, Steve. When in Rome, do as the Romans do is actually a common saying. And it usually has nothing to do with Rome or the Romans.
Right. It just means that when you are visiting a new place, such as Rome, you should try to follow what the locals do.Now, I remember when I first visited Beijing, a friend took me to a restaurant and ordered some 1,000-year-old eggs. Now, I didn't quite know what to do, so the friend said to me,
Oh, come on, Steve, give it a try. When in Rome, do as the Romans do.
So I picked one up with my chopsticks and put it in my mouth, and it was actually not bad.
So this expression is basically saying that one should try to fit in, assimilate, or conform to what is socially acceptable when they're in a new place. But Steve, do you think this is always a good idea?
Not always. Remember, just because everyone else is doing something doesn't mean it's right or that you have to do it too.
Yes, I agree. You should exercise your own judgment. 在今天的课文作者讲到他有一个朋友去罗马被偷，我们不妨来学一个跟罗马相关的谚语。When in Rome, do as the Romans do. 字面上的意思是说，当你在罗马的时候，要跟罗马人做同样的事。所以这句话就有入境随俗、融入当地文化的意思。其实口语的时候呢，你只要说 When in Rome, 意思就很清楚了。例如I didn't eat any Western food while I was in Japan. When in Rome, you know. 我在日本的时候完全没有吃西餐，入境随俗啊。这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Very good. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. Unless they are taking your wallet from your backpack. Well, let's continue with Joe's story. The next day, she caught a pickpocket reaching into her bag and stopped him. Very good. It sounds like she learned her lesson, Carolyn.
Well, she did, but there's still this pickpocket, and that's one of the words from our word bank. It's not a very good thing to have a pickpocket around. A pickpocket is a person who steals things, usually from people's pockets.
Yeah, that's an easy word to remember because it's like you're picking out of someone's pocket. And I've seen TV shows about how pickpockets steal things. It's very interesting. They are very clever. There are many ways to steal. Of course, you should not steal. Don't become a pickpocket. But do be careful that you don't want to have a pickpocket steal something from you. Well, Joe continues, but of course, there was nothing left for him to steal. I like that. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny, but it's very unfortunate because she had already had her wallet stolen the day before by another pickpocket. So it seems like there are a lot of pickpockets in this area, and she is an easy target for them.
That's right. But of course, we see a phrase here, there was nothing left for this person to steal. You could use that phrase in some other ways, too. You might say, there's nothing left for me to eat. All of the food is gone. Or, I've said everything I need to say. There is nothing left for me to say. Well, Carolyn, how does Joe's story continue?
She says, I learned from their experiences and now try to be especially cautious when I'm in unfamiliar places. So, Joe was very lucky that she did not have this experience. She did not have anything stolen from her or have a pickpocket reach into her bag, but she did learn from what happened to her friends.
That's right. She learned from these lessons, and so now she is cautious. Let's take a look at that word straight from the word bank. To be cautious means to be careful. Really, they mean the same thing. If you are cautious, you are careful. So how can you be cautious, Carolyn?
Well, you should be cautious when you are planning a trip. You should really think about where you need to go, where you want to go, and how best to prepare for it. You should be cautious when you want to travel.
That's right, and maybe you're traveling by car or traveling on a motorcycle. You need to be cautious when you are driving these kinds of vehicles because it can be kind of dangerous when you're traveling in that way. So be cautious no matter what you do. And Joe continues, careful planning and wise decisions help me worry less about keeping my money safe and more about having fun. All right, so it's important to have careful planning when you're trying to plan a trip. Now, she talks about worrying about two things here, Carolyn. What's the first thing she worries less about?
Well, she worries less about keeping her money safe. She doesn't need to do that because she's already thought about it. She tries to make these wise decisions and be especially cautious when she's planning where she's going.
That's right. Now, usually I think about worry as thinking about something in a negative way. You're anxious, you're nervous about something, you're worried about it. So you worry less about keeping your money safe. But she also says she can worry more about having fun. So this is a great thing. I wouldn't think of it as worry, but this is kind of a fun way of writing that she's just going to think about having fun, not about where her money is or if it is safe.
That's right, and it is important when you're planning a trip to think about all of the possible situations that you might face while you're traveling somewhere unfamiliar. So it's good to know what it is like in that country or that city that you're going to. Are there lots of pickpockets? Is it a pretty safe place? What do you need to worry about? And I hope that you will worry more about having fun than anything else.
That's right. Well, it's time for us to have fun right now with a review skit. And then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Living abroad is great.
Yes, there are so many opportunities to travel.
But what about money?
Oh, don't worry. Exchanging currencies isn't a problem. Most countries here use the euro.
Yes, but how should I pay? Cash, check, or credit card?
Deciding how to pay isn't easy.
So, what's my safest bet?
Traveler's checks. They're insured and can be replaced free if lost or stolen.
Oh, that is a safe bet.
But cash, an ATM card, and credit cards are good too.
Oh, there's so many choices.
I know. But here's what I do. I carry a credit card, ATM card, and cash all the time.
Why?
Well, the reason is safety. My credit card has a high limit. It's great for emergencies.
That's important.
My ATM card is safer than carrying a lump of cash.
Yeah, safer and less lumpy.
Yes, and a small amount of cash is good for food and souvenirs.
All right, I'll carry a credit card, ATM card, and cash, too.
It's your safest bet. Oh, no! Someone snatched my backpack!
Oh, no. Your safest bet wasn't safe enough.
pickpocket这个名词，pick是指拿，pocket是指口袋。 所以 pickpocket 拿别人口袋里的东西的人就是纸扒手。例如，the pickpocket was caught in the act by a police officer. 这名扒手在行窃的时候被一位警官当场逮得正着。或者是 Brenda's wallet was stolen by a pickpocket in the plaza. Brenda 的皮包在广场时被扒手给偷走了。 最后我们来看的是 cautious 这个形容词 cautious 是指小心的或者是谨慎的 例如 be cautious while operating this machine 操作这台机器的时候要小心 或者是 Henry is very cautious about investments Henry 对投资非常的小心谨慎 他的名词是 caution C-A-U-T-I-O-N 意思是小心或谨慎 例如 the ambassador responded to the question with caution 大使很谨慎地回应这个问题 And let's see what our teachers are doing
Well, we've had fun learning about Jo's experiences traveling with some of her friends Unfortunately, some of them had something stolen from them A backpack, a wallet There were some pickpockets here and there Well, have you ever had anything stolen from you? And what did you do about it? How did you feel about that? Carolyn, has this ever happened to you?
Well, there was a time when I was traveling outside of the U.S. and I needed to get money from the ATM. So I went to the ATM and I made sure no one was watching me. I got my money, got on the train to go back to my apartment, and as I'm walking down the street, It's nighttime, and I'm just talking to my friend and suddenly there's a hand that came between us.
No way.
Someone tried to open my purse and steal the money I had just taken out of the ATM.
Wait, so did they get the money from you, Carolyn?
They did not, because we saw him, and as soon as he saw us, notice him, he turned around and walked away.
Good. I like that. You didn't let him take any money from you. I think it's good also to travel with a friend. Sometimes that can help to keep things safe. Well, thank you for joining us for today's interesting lesson, and we hope to see you again next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
See you.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
Hi. My name is Sherry, and this is my friend Feng Yi. No, I don't think we've met before. It's my first time in Taichung.
Don't worry. You're not the first to say her face is familiar. She'd only been in Taiwan a few minutes before another guy came up and introduced himself to her.
I'm sorry. By now you must think this is how Chinese men introduce themselves to beautiful ladies. Sorry for being so forward. I just know I've seen your face somewhere before. Give me some time. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, sure.
You speak very good English. Where did you learn it?
I learned it while studying economics in the United States. I just graduated last year. What about you two? What brings you to the Taichung Toastmasters Club?
My mother used to live here and was a member of this club. She really loved this place and often talked about it. I wanted to come see the place I've heard so much about.
You seem surprised, Junfan.
Forgive me for asking, Sherry, but did your mother pass away about a year ago?
Yes, but how did you know?
I think I just figured out why I recognize your face. How would you both like to meet me and a friend for dinner tonight? I'll tell you then.
How can so many strangers know who Sherry is?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of The Stranger.